Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 299 for Tuesday, March 10th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were holding on to gains in most months Tuesday morning, although activity was choppy as traders were squaring positions ahead of the USDA's monthly crop report out later in the day. Canola was 60 cents to $1.30 higher in early trade, the May contract up $1.30 at $458.40 per ton. The USDA's report will be released later this morning, and it should provide some direction for the North American grains and oilseeds, including canola. In the meantime, a softer tone in Chicago soybeans and soy oil did put some pressure on canola. The large South American soybean crop also remained a bearish influence in the background. But on the other side, the Canadian dollar is weaker this morning, and that was supportive for crush margins. It also makes exports more attractive to international buyers. Yesterday's bounce higher was also supportive from a chart standpoint, adding to the firmer tone this morning. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly lower in early activity, although the trade was thin and choppy in all three commodities, as participants were unwilling to push values too far ahead of the USDA report. Soybeans are 3 to 4 cents lower than May contract, down 4 at $9.89 per bushel. Profit taking after yesterday's gains was a feature as participants squared positions. The USDA is generally expected to lower its stocks projections for soybeans in today's report, although total supplies remain large overall. Corn is down 1 to 2 cents, the May contract down only 1 cent at $3.87 per bushel, with positioning ahead of the USDA report a feature. While spring is only just beginning in the northern tier states, farmers in the southern U.S. are already making some progress seeding this year's corn crop. However, planting operations in Texas are running behind average, according to reports, and that was a bit supportive. For wheat, values are 4 to 7 cents lower, the May contract in Chicago down 5 at $4.84 per bushel. Winter wheat crops across the U.S. generally showed some improvement in the weekly report out yesterday afternoon. A firmer tone in the U.S. dollar was also bearish for wheat as it cuts into international export demand. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, March 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.